Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a crowd podcast.
Well, have you found any weird shit?
Yeah, loads of weird shit.
Like what?
Dildos.
Fucking hundreds of them.
Fucking hundreds!
Same property.
Hi, I'm Joe Marler.
And I am Tom Fordyce.
And this is Things People Do.
Some people do amazing things. On this show, we meet zookeepers, politicians, astronauts.
And some people who do other things, like traffic wardens,
removal men,
cattle hoof trimming.
Because everyone is interesting if you ask the right questions.
See, I used to hate people, but this podcast has changed me. And now I can't get enough of people and the weird and wonderful things they do.
And we had to excavate 3 skeletons a day.
I'm just like a fat geezer that eats chips pie in the morning and sells things on the market still.
The guy with the toilet brush stuck up his bum gave a fantastic story.
On the show today...
My name is Phil and I work on a bin lorry.
Phil, look me in the eyes and you need to be honest.
Of course.
Do you go through people's bins? Wouldn't you prefer to have a Nino?
Nino would be a lot better. People would fuck off out of the way a bit easier, wouldn't they? Let's be honest.
This lorry is reversing.
That's not the voice.
Go on, then you do it.
Yeah, do yours, come on.
Caution.
That's one of the best history lessons we've ever had on this show.
And so succinct.
It was.
I'm excited for this one. I wonder how many tons of shit those lorries actually hold.
Good question, Joe. I want to know if he's ever taken revenge on someone who keeps putting the wrong bins out.
Good one. Let's ask him. Welcome to Things People Do. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Joe. Tom. You
nice
all right?
Nice to see you.
Welcome.
Yeah, glad to be here.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Sorry about the wait. That was Tom's fault.
Yeah, that's all right.
Actually, no worries. Actually, Vancey West Coast's fault, but anyway.
It says here you're a listener to the show.
I am, yes.
That makes me happy. Makes you happy, Tom?
Very much so.
Makes us very happy.
Mm-hmm. Bobble out and everything.
Oh, nice.
A proper listener to the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is why the fuck we do it. Because we want people who listen to the show to be on the show because it is their show.
Yes.
It's not our show.
No.
Well, it used to be my show, but Tom changed the name because he wanted all the glory then. That's fine. So we've put you work on a bin lorry.
Yes.
Introduced that one. But what's the official term for someone that works on a bin lorry these days?
A waste management and disposal technician.
Nice.
And how long have you been doing it? You've obviously mentioned 2 parts of this
career.
Yeah,
when I was about 19. I've done it for... about 8-10 years, on and off, a few gaps here and there. That was doing the residential side, doing both household and recycling. I had a bit of a gap and I've gone back to it back in September now. So now I'm doing commercial waste through a recycle management company.
Now, I walked past Sally White's earlier and I looked at all the bins.
So this is the cafe around the corner where we will often furnish ourselves.
Correct.
Beverages, snacks.
Did you get the snack? Oh, no, I ate it.
Did you?
You were late. I ate it.
I really wanted a snack as well, and I saw that there was nothing left.
Sorry. But as part of my research, I thought I'd look at the bins.
It's a lot worse up here.
On one of them, it says commercial waste. And I went, what the fuck is commercial about waste? And you just mentioned you're now into commercial. Can you tell us the different types of waste?
So commercial waste is your business waste.
Oh.
Basically, it's literally that simple. So it's businesses... either big, small, doesn't matter really. Schools, they come with the commercial.
Is it the same waste as my waste?
Basically, yeah, just on a bigger scale.
Oh.
See if you can
guess. It's glamorous, isn't it?
See if you can guess how many kilograms, that's our unit of measurement, how many kilograms the average person in Britain, how many kilograms of rubbish they stick in their bins every year?
Are you talking... combined recycle and what was the term for normal waste?
Just household.
Are you talking combined household and recycling? Or
I think this is literal waste.
So household. So
Or black bin.
Right. Okay.
Depends where you are, really.
That's true.
Could be different colours.
In Cheshire East, black bin.
Okay. Well, are they different colour bins?
Yeah.
What's your setup?
It all depends on what council you're with. So some councils might have, like, if you go over to Reading in Berkshire, where my dad lives. His black bin is recycling and his green bin is household.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
No, it makes no sense to me either.
Because the green
I would say, signals. We're trying to be good to the earth. The Mother Earth, green grass, trees,
other
moss,
green things in nature.
leaves. there's loads. Is that the only green things in nature?
Algae.
Algae.
Look at that.
Yeah. That.
if you're getting rid of your domestic algae, it's the green bin.
Okay.
Well, not really. You put that in your garden waste, wouldn't you?
But that is the green one where I'm from.
No, waste is brown by
that's
me.
That's brown.
What? Why have they got this insane system?
I don't know. Then you chuck blue ones in there.
Blue?
No idea. Yeah, the blue ones in some places.
Hang on.
I've got a grey one. Recycling's grey.
Well, you just said it was green.
No, that's gone.
Yeah. Well, Phil, we're calling it a lie.
There you go, look at that.
Green is the little green bin underneath the sink where you put your trimmings.
So trimmings. That's the brown
that's the food
bin.
Waste.
That's food waste.
Yes, that's the green bin.
So that you would put your grass cuttings in that?
So you've got the small green bin under the sink for when you're chopping your veg, blah, blah, blah.
Who empties that then?
I do. What do you mean you empties it?
But hang on, you've got these two fuck-off 70-litre bins, and
well,
then you've got...
three. Two 40s. They're 240 litres.
I stand corrected. You've got these 240 bins.
I've got three. At the back, I've got a black bin, rubbish, grey bin, recycling, green bin, garden, household, ecological stuff.
Where's your blue bin?
I don't have one.
Why don't you have a blue bin?
I don't know. What does your blue bin do?
I don't have a blue bin.
Neither do I, mate. Don't worry about it.
Who's got a blue bin then? What's your setup?
Black bin.
Does what?
For household.
Mm-hmm.
Other black bin, but with a green recycling sticker on it.
Yeah, because that's not confusing.
Not my call. Blame Wealden District Council.
I was about to say, all depends.
And
on
then
the
I've got a giant, I would say, if so it's 240. Your standard
240
bin
is your standard
240.
Bins, yeah.
So I reckon I've got a 320. What other side? What's
360.
The next? I've got a 360.
Why'd you get a bigger one?
Because I bought it off Amazon.
People do.
And those fit on the lorry, do they?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to take them?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you fit?
I just thought, sorry.
Do you have that for your recycling or for your general household?
Well, it's just for anything extra because I get through quite a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
And then with the four kids and Daisy and that lot, we found that these two bins weren't enough. So I bought one off of Amazon.
You could have just asked your council, mate.
You serious?
How much did you pay for your Amazon bin?
I think it was like 119 quid.
Phil's face.
119 quid or something. I could have got that for free.
You just phone your council up because of the size of your family, you probably would have been able to get an extra one. Obviously, it depends on the council.
I explored this a little bit.
Did you ask the council?
No, not that far. I explored it to the extent of whenever we've got too much, I'll either buy a skip in.
A skip?
Yeah. You know, like those big...
I know what a skip is. I'm just astonished by the amount of rubbish you're producing.
Yeah, I'm starting to worry a little bit now.
Okay, so we'd have I'll get a skip in. It's regular occurrence, I'll have a skip. Or I'll nip down the road to Waldron Park.
Yeah.
Where the lovely cricket green there. And they've got, like, some industrial bins.
Yeah.
And I thought when I had my truck, I was trying to work out how to fit that industrial bin on the back of my truck to take to my house. You know the big flat one
that
comes at the...
Lovely.
1100s.
So if... Oh,
yeah, look at that.
Here we go. If I had that 1100 at my house and you came by, would you empty that for me?
Probably not, no.
Oh.
That comes under commercial sizes. So we'd have those at... For your residential side, they come under flats.
Ah.
So if you turn up to a group of flats, then yeah, fair enough. Whereas if the council were to put an 1100 on your property... If you were to request one for the council, you might have to pay a little bit more. Don't quote me on that. But there's no reason why you couldn't have one.
I've got a thing about bins. I used to love going to the skip all the time as well, as in like the waste recycling
centres.
Centres. And I don't know, it would just be a day out for me. Usually on a Sunday, I'd just fill up the truck. Even if it wasn't rubbish, I'd just fill it up.
Kids' toys.
Well, yeah, because you get there... And there's a whole fucking selection of stuff that people have chucked away that then the waste management guys there bring out and then can sell on or just
so
have
if
a
it's kind of
or something.
One of those ones of too good to go kind of thing, isn't it? So if it's still got a lot of use in it, like when we moved house, we had a load of furniture. So we took it down the recycle centre, which popped it on the side rather than chucking it in the skip.
That's
somebody
good,
else can use it, can't they?
Is that a perk of the job then?
What? Because you get TVs, people take TVs, don't they? And there's special rules for how you get rid of electronics. But you can go to our local tip and there is a little, under the shed, there's a little line of TVs people just don't want.
What about, so that's at the tip, but do you get that ability going through, when I say going through people's bins,
you
need to be honest now, Phil. Phil, look me in the eyes and you need to be honest.
Of course.
Do you go through people's bins?
Not as such, no.
Oh.
Not as such.
Not as such.
Interesting. I'm glad that's the answer.
Well, if it's not in a black bag, it's fair game, isn't it?
Here we go. So when he says not as such, Joe, that was you as a fearless investigator. That was your opening. But you just passed it on.
Because I want to know. Let's go. Yeah. Have you found any weird shit?
Yeah, loads of weird shit.
Like what?
Dildos. Fucking hundreds of dildos.
Hundreds of dildos?
Fucking hundreds of them.
Fucking hundreds.
Same property.
Yeah, I turned up to a bin. There was me and my mate, because it was driver and two on the household waste. We turned up to this property and the bin was literally full of dildos, porn DVDs, sex toys, the entire fucking lot, the whole thing, 240 litre bin, top to bottom, full of them.
I had no idea you did Knutsford as your area.
Yeah, sorry, Tom, I've just dropped in
there. Listen, I wanted a change. and they were just taking up a lot of... Seriously, though, this is the weird thing about this show. Phil, when we stick stuff in a bin, we assume it's gone. It's like a magic hole in the ground where everything's gone, but it hasn't gone.
Well, it does if it's in a black bag.
We don't. If you wanted to get in...
So you're not going to go through someone's bin, ripping open it, black bands, and having a little route through or anything like that, because that's classed as invasion of privacy.
So if the dildos had been sealed in a black bin bag...
We wouldn't have known about it. The only time we'd ever rip open a black bag is if we were to get one by hand and something was to stab us in the hand.
Giant.
Then we'd open the bag up whilst we're shitting ourselves, wondering what it is. Most of the time it's a cactus, but... Never be too careful, as I say.
That's so good.
Most of the time it's a cactus.
Most of the time.
There's me thinking it's a fucking dirty needle, but no, most of it's a cactus.
Really, the cactus should have gone in the green bin.
Yeah, but don't forget, garden waste hasn't exactly been a massive thing. Apart from the past few years, really.
True.
It started kicking off before COVID, and then everyone started during COVID. They're like, oh, fuck me, I can recycle my garden stuff. Let's get that in.
I don't know why people... I don't have a garden bin. Oh, no, I do. It's at the bottom of the garden. No, because I'm... Oh, fuck, that's where it is. I've just realised
you just clicked where
it is. When we first moved in...
You ever wondered what that bin was?
We had a brown bin at the top, where the gates are, and then... I think I filled it up mowing one day and then went, well, this is fucking stupid because it not all the grass fits in it. I've got to mow some more. I went, oh, I'll take it down the bottom so that it's just grass. It's going to rot away like
it's
nicely.
It's fucking stink when you open that.
What, now?
That will fucking honk depending on how long you've left it there.
Yeah, but the fact that it's been 8 years and I've forgot.
Only... Jesus Christ.
I've only just realised where it is.
You might be safe
it's
when you open that
there.
One, mate.
And I just left it. I don't do the garden waste anymore. I just fuck it off down the bottom of the garden.
You just lob it on the ground.
Yeah, who does it? Why
you've got a compost heap.
Well, yes,
well,
now.
I think it is there. Yeah. I think it is. Why? What do you do? What happens to all the garden waste then?
It goes to a garden recycling centre, doesn't it? Then they process it and everything like that and they turn it back into compost and sell it back to you.
Oh, so it doesn't just turn into normal compost if I leave it on the floor?
Well, yeah, it will do.
Oh, just takes 8 years.
Takes a long time.
Right, okay, right. Well, look, I'm fucking happy that I found where my brown bin is.
Also, you haven't answered my question about how many kilograms of household waste. The average person in the UK, these figures, Joe, should it make a difference, are based on the year 2022.
I weigh...
Phil can have a crack at this next. Joe goes first.
365 days in a year. You got to add in holidays and stuff like that, back and forth. And then 2,500 kilograms.
2,500? Phil?
So the average person will produce about 1.5 kilos of waste per day.
Very good. That's very good. Phil is a lot warmer than you are,
Joe. Am I close?
The figure I have in front of me is 377 kilograms of household waste per person per year.
That doesn't seem a lot. Is that a lot?
It's not as much as 2,500 kilograms, which is what you're producing.
That's a lot.
I'll be honest, I think I probably do produce that 2,500. Well, the fact that I've got to fucking get in skips every month. I've got a skip at the moment.
You look so happy with your skip.
It would probably be much cheaper if you spoke to the council and just got a bigger fucking bin, mate. Skips aren't exactly the cheapest thing in the world, are they?
No, they're not.
How much are you paying for your skips?
Well, I've got a 10-yarder at the moment.
10-yarder?
Yeah, that's not bad.
And they told me...
Decent size.
Usually I go for a 4 or 6-yarder. but I said, I need a 10-yarder for this one. It was 450 quid for the hire, but then it's done on weight. So if you put heavy shit in there, you have to pay more. But it hasn't been collected yet, and I'm not sure how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
So,
what's gone in it?
And just remember, the more it rains, the heavier it gets.
Fuck's sake.
So yeah, you got a good time of year to pick up skip, mate.
I'm glad you've come on here, Phil. Thank you
very
much.
Why did you need a 10-yarder?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
We had a
big skip.
We had a lot of rubbish.
From what?
Fucking, we hoard shit.
So why is that rubbish then?
What do you mean, why is that
rubbish?
Well,
you're either hoarding it or you're getting rid of it. The definition of hoarding is to keep something.
Yeah, so we kept the chicken run. We kept the chicken run for
even
the last...
Even after foxes killed the chickens?
Yeah.
That was a bad
So we've had the chicken run taken down and then put in the corner of the drive. And then I'm like, well, we might have chickens again one day, so we keep all the posts. Fucking hell, they're heavy.
So they've not gone in a skip?
Yeah, so I chucked them all in a skip. Because we're not going to have chickens, are we? So enough was enough. They've gone in the skip.
But that doesn't need a 10-yarder. That's a 4-yarder.
Well, you're not just for a chicken run. You could probably fit that in a normal bin.
Yeah, well, there's a microwave in it.
Nah, you shouldn't do that.
What?
It's electrical. Well, you can't, in my lorry, if I put microwave in the back, I've got risk of it catching fire or blowing up.
It's not plugged in.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean? How can it blow up?
Same as batteries. It's the same principle.
Listen, text Daisy now. Tell her to get that microwave out of the tent.
She ain't going anywhere near my skip.
To be fair, in a skip, it shouldn't be too bad because that'll get tipped out and it'll be gone through anyway. So you should be all right. It's only if it goes in the back of a lorry.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm starting to panic now.
What else is
there? Yeah, you'll be all right, mate. You'll be all right.
What else is in there? Mm. Two pallets.
Why?
That's what the go-kart came on.
You could have put those on Freebase when you're taking them.
Shit, that reminds
me. When did you get a go-kart?
Why have you got a go-kart?
It's not for me, is it? I mean, I've driven it, but... So
you've got a petrol go-kart?
Yeah, it's a petrol.
Is it? How fast can it go?
Oh, it's quite pokey. Yeah, I haven't timed it because it's in the fucking thing, but it's got a roll cage on it. You should see...
Where are you taking this fucking
Jasper
go-kart?
Taking Pixie round in it. It's got a seatbelt.
Is Pixie wearing a helmet in this?
No, she doesn't like putting on the helmet.
Okay, is Jasper wearing a helmet?
He's old enough now not to wear one.
Remind everyone how old Jasper is.
He's 10. Felix wears
I wouldn't
one.
Let my 10-year-old in a fucking go-kart, I tell you.
Well, he is a bit, I think he is a bit, yeah, actually he does go a bit rough, but I let him do that on his own without the 2-year-old.
In the garden?
In the garden. Down the bottom, I say keep down the bottom.
Because it's safer down the bottom because you can't see it.
And also I made him a track. I got the mower and made a figure of eight track That's in the long nice. Grass one day and then just kept down there, but he kept coming up the top and then fucking up my little... Said, not this grass, Jasper, not, I've just aerated it. That 370 kilos figure, I just expected more.
Well, that's because your life is about more.
Is it? Isn't everyone's life about more?
In what sense?
We always want more.
We do, but you're actually producing more.
Well, you can't take it with you.
But you could put it in the skin.
You can chuck it away, can't you?
Right, talk us through your actual day then. Early start, I presume.
Early start, yeah. The residential guys normally don't start before about half six, 7 o'clock. Noise complaints, stuff like that. Whereas, because I do, you wouldn't want a fucking bin lorry turning up at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, would you?
Well, I don't actually mind that. Usually I'm up.
You'd be one of the few people that don't mind it.
You get a lot of complaints for that.
Shit,
but you're clearing their fucking rubbish away, so they should be grateful.
Do you know what? The amount of people that moan like fuck about us, but then they'd soon be having a right bitch fit if we didn't empty their bins, is unreal.
Has there ever been a time where you, or the boys and people in...
No, never.
Where you go, well, we know that... What's your house name?
Why am I going to keep my... Also, why have you presumed that I live in a house with a name?
Oh, Nutsford.
Yeah, that's the town. Anyway.
Oh, this family at the chestnut tree, they've put in complaints, so fuck them. We're going to skip bin day this week. Never happened?
No, you don't skip bin day. Just might skip the occasional bin.
Ah.
Oh, so it does go on.
It can do, yeah. Not so much these days. There's too many Ring doorbells and CCTV on the fucking lorries and shit like that. Yeah, it's completely fucked out.
I thought you were going to say not so much these days because, you know, that's really mean to do.
It's more the getting caught side of things. Yeah. So when I was doing the residential side of things, we had cameras on the lorries, but that was basically for drivers. So you got one on either door for your blind spots. You got one on the back so you can watch your loaders. But none of them recorded. Absolutely none of them record. Now, we've got a little box in there that records everything. I've got about 9 cameras on my lorry. So, yeah, you can't get away with shit these days. Going back to people that piss you off.
Yeah.
You don't just skip the bin. You just leave it full and turn it on its lid. And if you got neighbours next to each other that used to piss you off, you used to turn one upside down on top of the other one.
Superb.
Not that we ever used to do that, of course. But
no, in theory.
In theory. That
you've heard of some people doing that.
Yeah.
Especially when they've got loose shit in their bin. That's funny.
Right, and how long does this shift last?
So when I was on residential, about 5-6 hours.
And it's flat out, isn't it? Because you'll have seen this show, The Bin Men. The bin men who do my road are running, Phil.
Job on knock.
Job on knock.
Yeah. Explain.
So I used to get paid from 7 to 3:30. I might be finished by 10 in the morning, but I'm still getting paid to 3:30.
Mm. So the quicker you do your job,
you run like fuck and go home. Or to the pub. And then home. Because it's great fun sitting in the pub having a beer whilst you're still getting paid.
That is a nice line of
fucking
work.
Fucking brilliant.
Job and knock.
Job on knock.
Job
posties,
on...
Posties used to be on it as well. They've stopped all that these days.
Mm. Job on knock.
I'm not job and knock
it's
anymore.
It's not about being efficient. It's not
no,
about...
but that's more efficient.
Yeah.
You're doing the job in a short period.
But the thing is, it's also a bit of incentive, because then if you break down or something goes wrong or anything like that and you have to stay past your hours, they shrug and go, how many times should you go home at 10 o'clock in the morning? You're like that. But then again, it depends on companies and councils and things like that. So where I used to do it, no longer job on knock.
I fucking love that. Get your shit done so you can sit in the pub and have a pint.
Yeah. So is there a pecking order on a lorry? Like, I often see the guy who's driving thinking, is this a nice perk that gets moved around, everyone gets to go driving, or is he the senior man?
No, so you generally speaking, you'll have a driver and two. Some do driver and three. So you'll have driver and two loaders or driver and three loaders. As a driver, I went from loader into being a driver. So I got the company to put me through my HGV. Give them a couple of years back, you've got HGV license, lovely jubbly. So driver generally gets paid more. They're the charge hand on the round, because let's be honest, if anything happens, the finger gets pointed at the driver. Why didn't this happen? Why didn't that happen? Why didn't the other happen? Not only that, but it's the driver's responsibility not to fucking hit anything. So therefore, it kind of, that's not so much a pecking order, because you all work together.
So when it's important when it to comes have that
down
teamwork.
When it comes down to shit rolling downhill, it hits the driver first before it hits the loaders.
So it's all about teamwork until it goes fuck.
Until it goes completely fucking Pete Tonging and everyone's pointing at each other, yeah. That's why they put recording cameras on the trucks.
Talk about these trucks a bit more. So you got, is there any other gadgets on these trucks? Because they look like a serious bit of kit.
Yeah.
9 cameras. Yeah. You've got some fuck off big wing mirrors. I don't know why I've said that as a gadget. But
it's a sort of gadget.
Well, they seem to impress me. You've got like a really big long one and then a little like small one that
so
does
my
like
wider. So it's a wide angle mirror. Mine's at the top rather than at the bottom.
Right.
So on your normal 7.5-ton box wagons and things like that, they'll be on the bottom because they're just a smaller wide angle. Whereas we need a larger wide angle because you've seen some of the streets where people park and shit like that. So to have that overhanging trees and all that bollocks. But yeah, so they are a gadget. They're electric. They're heated.
What about the noise? Beep, beep, beep.
That's automatic.
That's just a normal lorry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a reversing lorry.
No. So ours don't generally beep. They make a bit of a weird noise.
And the flashing light?
Yeah, flashing lights. We switch them on and off.
And wouldn't you prefer to have a Nino?
A Nino would be a lot better. People would fuck off out of the way a bit easier, wouldn't they? Let's be honest.
To people, because that is a really good point, because if you hear the Nino, then you get the hell out of the way. But bin lorries, people get really annoyed. They're either like, oh, come on, let me past.
Yeah, normally you get the caution. This vehicle is reversing.
Yes.
It's always quite a nice voice. This caution. This lorry is reversing.
That's not the voice.
Go on, then you do.
Yeah, do yours. Come on.
Caution. This vehicle is reversing.
What about, and I don't know the right name for it, Phil, the giant squashing claws on the back?
Oh, what, the hopper and the plate?
As a kid, Joe, I used to stare at that, and it was exciting but terrifying in equal measure.
You're saying as a kid, fucking school holidays are a bane in my arse. I love kids, don't get me wrong. You know, it's brilliant when you're driving round and they're all fucking waving at you, going, oh, look, it's a bin man. It's about the only appreciation you do fucking get. But school holidays are a fucking nightmare. Because fucking kids love bin lorries. So they all come fucking out of nowhere as soon as they see or hear you coming. You've got to have eyes in your arse. Doesn't matter how many fucking cameras you've got, they're popping out here, there and everywhere. Oh, can I throw this in? Can I throw that in? Yeah, all right. Fucking, let me just put something over the camera first. Fucking.
I love how quickly that rant just went from zero to 100. It's fucking... How the fuck do you fit so much rubbish in the back? Like, how big is the back of this bin?
Well, you can see how big it is, mate. You look at a bin lorry and that's the back of it.
Cool. I'm glad that's the answer.
There you go.
So, you've gone from correcting me on the wrong size literage on the bins to going, well, you can fucking see how big it is.
Right, so my truck is 14.7 tonne empty.
Oh.
I can take that up to 26 tonne.
Oh, so like...
So how many bins can be emptied? I know it depends on the weight of what's in the bin, but on average?
So I do between 100 and 150 jobs a day on commercial, all ranging between one and about 30 bins. So I must do about 200, 250 bins, and that's not a full load.
So what exactly does the jaws of doom do? Are they chewing it? Are they squashing it? Are they compacting it?
So basically, all it does is when you tip it up, it's all... linked in, so once that bin hits the top, the plate will then open, it comes down, sweeps it up, there's another plate on the inside, and it packs it against that plate. That back plate has got a massive pneumatic piston behind it, and that in itself will move slowly back depending on the pressure that's on it. So when you hear a bin lorry and it sounds like it's fucking struggling when it's sweeping something, that's just because it's packing against the plate and the plate's about to move.
Have you ever been in it?
In the back of one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not when it's switched on.
No, I'd like to go in the
so
back.
So, you say about going in the back, this side of the plate, or in the actual body itself?
No, like in it. I want to, like, I'm in a bin.
Oh, you're in a bin.
I'm in a bin, and then I want to be...
You're not homeless, man, are you?
I want to be tipped up and thrown in there, but then not squashed.
That might fucking hurt a little bit. Oh. It's a bit of a drop.
Is it?
What if there was already some gently compacted rubbish that Joe could land on?
Well, it wouldn't be gently compacted, would it? Like, how do you gently compact something?
That's a valid point. Would you still do it, Joe, if it's going to hurt?
Would you want, like, a few fluffy pillows in there?
I just want to experience what it's like in there. I just want to get in there. I want to know what a bit of rubbish feels like being chucked away.
It's like being swallowed by a whale or something, isn't it?
What's that like, then?
Well, I don't know, but it's the same idea. You'd be like Jonah in the belly of the whale.
No.
So if you were to stand on your kitchen windowsill and just for wed first, that would probably do it.
I'm going to do it.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
Phil, could you saw that for Joe?
What, falling out of his kitchen window?
It's just disappearing into the the jaws of doom.
I'm not entirely sure that the health and safety regulations will allow me to tip Joe into a fully working bin lorry. Because obviously it depends how quick I am to get my hand on that fucking stop button once he's come out of it.
Right, okay. I want your genuine opinion on rubbish because I have a constant, not argument, but battle with my wife.
Yeah.
The two normal thingy bins and the recycling bin that we've got in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I put quite a bit of just not recycling rubbish in the normal bins.
Why? What?
And she'll open up the bin and she'll go, what the fuck are you doing? And she'll pull it out, then she'll rinse it, and then she'll put it in there. And I go, Days, 80% of the recycling doesn't get recycled.
It depends.
So of all, say, what percentage of my recycling bin is actually going to be able to be recycled?
Well, that will very much depend on your council. And if you want to know those figures, you may apply it in writing to your council and they will have to provide you with that figure.
See?
Freedom of Information. Which means, see, that hasn't proved your point.
Yeah, my point is, the secrecy that Phil's just offered there is that...
What secrecy?
It's not
they're literally going to tell you.
You just fucking ask for it, can't you?
No,
it's not really
secret?
A secret.
It's the opposite of a secret. They're openly giving you the answer.
No.
Well, the firm I work for at the moment recycles about 98% of everything.
That's amazing. Can't be true.
Well, it can be because we're a recycling firm.
No.
So the firm I work for at the moment, I go and tip off. We have skips, we have row-rows, you roll and roll offs like you'd see down your recycling plants and stuff like that. Ours gets hand sorted. There's a team of pickers that sort it by hand and then it gets moved to the respective recycling plants that it needs to go to.
I thought you have to wash your recycling for it to be recycled, but no one washes the recycling.
So they ask you to wash it because it's cheaper.
Oh.
Because if you have dirty recycling, they have to put it in a great big fuck-off washing machine and clean it.
So it can be recycled.
But a lot of the time... councils and stuff like that will see your dirty recycling. It all gets sent off to a recycling plant regardless because all your recycling stuff is just going to get tipped off where the lorries tip, whether it be at a depot, an incinerator, a recycling plant, anywhere like that, and it'll basically get shipped off somewhere else.
This episode is sponsored by John Sumo Sheldrake.
To be more like John, go to patreon.com/thingspeopledo. Become an official sponsor, get bonus content, and grow the show today.
Right, so we've discussed how it gets in these bins.
Yeah, because you put it in there.
Yeah, yep. I put it in there, usually in the wrong bins.
That's right.
Where does it go? Is it still these giant fucking craters in the floor?
Landfill, no.
So there's no more landfill?
No, don't quote me on the dates or anything like that, because I can't remember, but I believe landfills were knocked on the head. I
didn't know that.
If it gets tipped off somewhere like that, it has to be going somewhere else, because obviously it's not environmentally friendly. Obviously, you still have countries and stuff like that, but over here, it's not generally a thing. The majority of your household waste will get incinerated.
I was thinking this about landfill. Who came up with that idea in the first place and thought, let's just build big holes in the ground.
Lob it in,
and then forget about it. Like, that won't ever be an issue. Like, who thought that would be a good idea?
All joking aside, it probably goes back to the origins of the binman.
Brilliant.
Here we go.
1297, legislation was passed that people weren't allowed to leave rubbish outside their houses. They basically fucking ignored that, and then the Black Death happened. So then, that's the origin of binman. Originally called rakers, used to go around cleaning up the streets. And therefore, where they're going to put it? Fucking great. I was a good idea at the time, wasn't it? And it just evolved off of that.
That's one of the best history lessons we've ever had on this show.
And so succinct.
It was.
Look at that. Anyone would thought I read up on that, wouldn't you?
Actually, that reminds me.
Yes.
Why does in London, you can just chuck your rubbish on the street?
Says who?
So I believe up here in London, it's pretty much a 24-hour, round-the-clock, shift work, bin collection. Because how else are you going to do a fucking borough so big with so many different properties and stuff like that? You're not going to be able to do it in an 8-hour shift, are you? Mm-hmm. Not without fucking thousands of people out in the road, bin lorries, which are, let's be honest, the bane of everybody's fucking life. Well, it's true. Would you rather be stuck behind a bin lorry or a tractor?
I mean, in London, it's more likely to be a bin lorry, isn't it? Probably.
Yeah. But generally, bin lorry or tractor, what would you rather be?
Here's a scenario for you.
Yeah. You're on a school run.
Yeah.
You're running late. You need to get there. You come out your drive, you turn around the corner, there's a fucking bin lorry sat there.
Why do you do that?
What, just wait for you to come out of your house when you're running late?
It seems like that. Every time that happens to me, it seems like you've done it on purpose.
So, we'll get round to the same places approximately at the same time every week.
So you're saying it's my fault?
Well, no, it's just fucking bad timing, isn't it? But if you came out your drive and saw a tractor and it was slow moving, what would you prefer, the tractor or the bin lorry?
Well, I think I would... Well, no, the tractor.
Yeah, exactly, because it's still fucking moving. We're not going to stop you every 10 feet, are we?
Yeah, why... But you should just pull over to the side and let me
go
by.
We do pull over to the fucking side.
Well, you need to pull over to the side more.
What, onto the pavement?
Well, because I can't... Well, there isn't any pavement.
Well, there you go.
There's a ditch.
Well, yeah, it probably wouldn't do us any favour going in the ditch, really, would it?
No, but
probably
then
cause you more hassle.
I just go... I used to get irate about it. There was an occasion where... I used to use the horn.
A lot of people like that.
Horning you.
Yes.
The horn is a very aggressive thing, particularly if you're not in the vehicle. So if you're one of the loaders and you're getting a...
Little trade secret for you. If you beep at a binman, they're going to go fucking slower.
Hey, trade secret, that one.
There you go.
What's your smell like?
To be honest, I don't even notice.
And is that because you've worked on the bins for so long that you just kind of get used to it?
Right, Joe, let's do a list of what we think in terms of the things that our houses have produced, the smelliest things in bin bags. I'll start off with when the boys were a bit younger, nappies.
Oh, God, they're bad. But what, do you put them in the household ones?
Yeah, they go in the household ones.
Oh, okay.
But they'll often be in a nappy bag, won't they, depending on what your setup is.
In a nappy bag?
Yeah.
Fine, you don't really notice too much.
Okay, Joe?
Like meat. I went to do chicken wings on the barbecue the other day and forgot that I'd left the previous chicken wings the last time I barbecued, which was a good couple of months. And opened it up and there was this tray of fur and just rotting meat.
Was there maggots?
Yeah, and it was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
I completely forgot. And then I lobbed that straight in the thing without bagging it up and I was like, now I feel bad.
Yeah, it will be a little bit pokey if you open the lid.
Meat's surely the worst. Like,
but it depends what time of year it is.
In the summer.
In the summer's fucking horrendous. Cat litter.
That's worse.
I fucking hate cat litter.
People stick that in the household one.
Yeah, because they don't think, oh yeah, we'll just pop it in a bag and stick it in there. No, they don't. They fucking stick it in loose. You put it in the back. A big cloud of this fucking cat littery, pissy, shitty stuff comes out. You're rotten sweaty. What does it do?
Sticks to you.
You smell like cat piss for the rest of the day. It's fucking glorious, mate, I tell you.
What are the other stink fests? Like, what are the people listen to this who need to put their hand in the air and go, look, I'm guilty of that. I'm not going to do it again. What should we as a nation avoid doing?
A lot of it is food waste. So when the flies and the maggots will get in, that's got a very, very potent ammonia smell. That's not very pleasant. You know, your fishes and your stuff like that. So again, yeah, your meats, your foods, stuff like that, just the packaging. If you don't wash that blood residue off, even if you just fucking rinse it under a tap, the majority of that packaging can't be recycled. So it goes in your household bin. If it's not clean or you haven't rinsed it off, it's going to fucking honk. There's no two ways about it.
That's actually just reminded me of the bag that in my clear out of this area called my house, that one of them was the garage. And there was a bag in there that had I'd used for a barbecue, that had meat in it that I'd forgot, and that was at least 18 months old.
Jeez, that's probably got to pass the point of smelling.
And I remember at the time seeing it after a couple of months and going, oh, fuck, I forgot to put that in the bin. And then didn't do anything about it. And there was like maggots and flies all around it, and it was stinking.
You left it?
Yeah, I then forgot again.
Hang on, you've left it full of maggots and flies in your garage?
Yeah, I forgot because I was standing in the garage. And then went back out. Yeah, but there's also loads of birds around, Tom.
In your garage?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I haven't told you.
You've got birds living inside your garage?
This is our second nest that we've got in the garage. And it's a robin. And there is three babies.
Oh.
Baby, all like... And one hasn't fertilised. There's one egg, which is a shame, but... And I'm checking on it twice daily now. And I went in there.
That's spring watch with Bilotti.
Yeah. So then leaving the maggots for mummy bird to go and get them and then plop in the mouth.
Hang on. You're justifying
of life.
Leaving fly-ridden, maggot-strewn corpse on the basis that it will feed the robins. How do you think the robins would feed their young if that wasn't there?
They'd go out and get worms.
Yeah.
But I'm helping with the situation. I'm like speeding that up so these babies get big thing. Anyway, I then had forgotten about it again. And then when I went back to it this week to clear it up, I went, oh, I'll finally get rid of that. This is 18 months old, so it's gone now. But there's all the maggot casings. You know, like the maggots then become flies and they leave the little casings all like
the
brown.
The chrysalis type thing.
Yeah, they're all over the place. So that's why I get skips.
The point is, you could have had a skip there the whole time. You just haven't put the bin... Like, the skip makes no difference. You just had to pick that bag up.
I was feeding the birds.
How close is your garage to your bin?
I'd say it would take me about 40 steps.
All right, fair enough.
That's significant, actually.
That is quite a long way. Why don't you move your bin closer to your house? That way you don't have to move so fucking far to put your rubbish out.
Because then it would smell.
Only if you don't forget to put it out.
Do you have, Joe, do you have a pair of bin shoes?
Why would you have a pair of fucking bin shoes?
A bin shoe?
So the bin shoe is when you've got to take the bin out from the kitchen or wherever it is to the bins around the back. But you can't be asked putting on your actual shoes. So it might be a flip-flop, might be a own brand croc. What are you looking... That's your bin shoe you just put on the table. So it's a slip-on. This is the whole point. It's a slip-on.
It's a slip-on, and it's got a finger hole for it to really slip... Like, makes these go on so nicely.
I've got those in black. Oh, and I wear them every day at work.
Oh, they're perfect. And... Oh, no, they're not steel coat.
No, mine are, though.
These are my bin shoes. It's a funny time that you asked me that I've wore them on such a special day.
And they're not too dissimilar from actual bin shoes.
This episode is sponsored by the following lovely, lovely people.
Grant.
The Old Bailey. You can call me Al.
Alan.
Oh, the hygienist Kirsty Jane.
Oh, so quiet.
It's Gareth Burke.
Detective Sergeant D. Sherman.
Crapper's Delight. Carl Crapper.
Cat East Hopes and Dreams.
The Only Way is Gareth Essex.
Get Rich DeLacy or Die Trying.
The Cookie Monster, Darren Linden.
Elementary Watson, it's Jack Holmes.
And the Nude Counter, Gav Ward. To be more like all of them, go to patreon.com/thingspeople to become an official sponsor. Get bonus content and grow the show today.
If you were to find something valuable in a bin, like that hasn't been black bin bagged, so it's just there and valuable, is there anything, to say that you can't have that? Like, you get first dibs on it?
Well, one man's trash is another man's treasure, isn't it?
So that's a yes. If you were
you
to
can,
find...
Yeah.
What are the best things you've found?
Jewellery.
Oh,
So someone's so lobbed it out back?
So these used to be one of my favourite ones. So you got the we used to call them the relationship breakdown. He's obviously cheated on her or vice versa, and they've just shoved everything in the fucking bin. There'd be money, jewellery, you name it, was all in there. Watches.
Dildos.
That's what they were into. It depends if you're emptying Tom's bin or not, doesn't
it? Are you in the nuts for Daria this weekend?
Okay. You enjoyed that joke, haven't you?
You'd be surprised the areas you find dildos, honestly, mate.
But in terms of posh houses as well?
Posh houses? I found one that was about 12 inches long, about that round.
That's big.
That was quite large. Big 12-inch thing, about that. Looked like a giant fucking Italian pepper grinder. We found that in an old people's home. So out of shits and giggles, I just chased my mate down the road with it, fucking waving it above my head.
Let's go back to the other things that you found then, Phil.
Yeah, so jewellery, again, that was one. These days, I think it's a little bit more controversial about whether or not you can take things or not. It's like, because of the recording process, because of invasion of privacy, you know, according to some things, if it's in somebody's bin, it's still their property until it's emptied. Once it's been emptied and in the back of the lorry, it's then the owner of the lorry's property. There's a bit in between the...
So hang on, the owner of the lorry being the company. Yeah. So the no man's land is you guys.
Yeah, basically.
And how does this work? Is it like a pirate ship where all the treasure is split equally between the crew members, or is it the person who finds it who gets it?
What we used to do is, we used to split it as a crew. Like, if we found a load of DVDs in there, obviously CEX was just starting up back then, so you could actually get money for your DVDs rather than fucking pennies for them. So we used to just take them into town, take all your jewellery and stuff to the... where you weigh your gold in and stuff like that and just sell it for cash.
So you're like a modern-day pirate?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you are.
Well, we were.
You're in outfit?
Well, we're not exactly even fucking conspicuous, are we?
No, you're not. But, like, Norwood pirates, they used to, like, have big flags.
And big ships,
and you're in your own ship.
Do you reckon I should put a flag on top of my fucking lorry?
Jolly Roger.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Please.
Oh, that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
And you've got to have an eye patch.
I don't think I'd be allowed to drive.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, you could have a see-through eye patch.
I could do, yeah. Not just a pair of glasses. Or like a monocle.
Yeah. Monocle would be a nice touch.
There you go, look at that. I'd be a posh pirate.
Posh pirate.
What was your best ever haul, Phil?
Again, we found a bin that was just full of jewellery. One of the lads was going into town after work, went and cashed in. I think we ended up with about 100 quid each.
Nice.
One of the blokes that I worked with, he was the driver, this is when I was loading, found an envelope, nothing written on it or anything like that. That was full of cash. Had about 500-600 quid in it.
At some point, someone would have gone, where's the envelope?
Yeah, but because nothing was written on it, we don't know whose it was. You can't hand it in.
Nothing was written on it after I took out the envelope and chucked it back in the recycling.
I was going to ask, and you might not want to talk about this, Phil.
Yeah.
We've touched this briefly. Bin lorry accidents.
Yes. So they do happen, okay? Normally it's because we're fucking idiots park their car, I'm not going to lie. But You're driving a massive lorry, you've got to take them into residential areas. When you're doing that on a repetitive basis, day in, day out, it's going to happen. You know, there's no two ways about it. You get complacent, you get used to everything, and all you need is one car parked in a different place and you're used to it. You'll suddenly go to turn a corner and it's there. You don't see it, it's in a blind spot. Don't know if you've heard the thing on the radio about blind spots around the lorry. Everywhere's a blind spot. We have mirrors and things, but we can only look in one of them at a time. Accidents do happen. It's just one of those things. You know, yeah, I turn around and say it's where cars are parked. Sometimes it may very well be a driver just not paying attention. You know, everyone has fucking off days. I went back into driving the firm that I am. First week I was back, bearing in mind I'd had a 7-year gap. First week back, first day out solo, still doing training, took the side of a new Volvo out. But our lorries have got...
I bet they were buzzing to have you back.
Oh, yeah, fucking it was his wife's car as well. He was over the moon, he was. She'd only had it for about 2 days.
Did he hear it happening or did you have to knock on the door?
No, we were up at Silent Pool Distilleries, the gin distillery up there. So we had to go and walk around and find him.
Oh,
and he was up there having a meeting. To be fair, he did say he was a bit of a fucking pillock for parking it there. But my lorry's got rear-wheel steer, which means the arse will swing round a hell of a lot fucking quicker.
I want to finish up by asking, do you think there's still a bit of a stigma that there used to be around being a binman? Like, do you think people, like, look at it like, oh, it's... Do you know what
people
I mean?
People do... They do look down your noses at you. And they do think they're better than you. And they do kind of give you all the shit under the sun. As I say, it's like, I don't think I have a day without getting abused by some in some way, shape or form. And it's just nature of the beast. there is still a bit of a stigma around us. And people do see it as a shit job, and you fucking dropped out of school when you were 12, and you don't have an education, and this, that, and the other. But that's not the case. I've worked with some very well-educated people.
Also, if we didn't have bin men, we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Black Death. Like, if when there have been strikes and there's been piles of rubbish, then society breaks down pretty quickly.
It's like, if you think about it, over Christmas, okay? Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day are the only days the bin men get off, okay? So you've got those extra couple of days of rubbish. Okay, granted, you have a few more extra bags and stuff like that because of the time of year you produce more waste. But those extra couple of days, you think about how much you actually have. Now, we have to come around and pick all that lot up. We get told by the council it's full site clearance, basically. So we have to clear everything, especially on your household stuff. Now, if that was to then sit there, not only would you attract multiple forms of wildlife, but you're going to be looking at your rats, your foxes, your squirrels, and then you'll be having to get in exterminators and pest controls.
If I was to say, here's a dormouse and here's a rat.
Yeah.
Which one do you like?
I don't dislike either of them.
Mm-hmm.
They scare the fucking shit out of me when they jump out the bottom of bins or out the back of my upper. But yeah, I don't...
That's what, you get rats jumping out of bins?
Yeah, because I do, as I say, I'm on commercial, so I do the big 1100s. Now, some of them have got a plug in the bottom to prevent rats, but some don't. So obviously, it's an easy way in for a rat. You move the bin over, put it on the back, the rat's suddenly like, fuck, what's going on here? But it takes a little while for them to find the fucking hole again. So as you've got it up in the air, they suddenly come out. Sometimes I'm talking to my mate and I don't feel it until it's landed on my foot.
You just launch it.
And you're like that. Oh, what the fuck was that? Oh, there he goes.
But if it was a dormouse, would you go, oh, that's sweet?
We still get mice that come out the bottom of them.
What's your point here, Joe?
Well, my point is that rats have got a really bad reputation. People have always looked down at rats ever since the plague.
Well, if that's you call someone a rat, what I do. It's a pretty big insult.
And yeah, you call someone a rat because they dob you in.
Call someone a dormouse.
Call someone a dormouse, they're like, oh, they're cute. But they're part of the same family and they carry the same pathogens.
Didn't expect you to use the word pathogens, though.
I know, that was quite good.
They carry the same. So they're as big a vermin or as big a friend as each other.
Did you know that you're never more than approximately 10 feet away from a rat?
Is that true?
At any given time?
Yeah.
On average.
Just think about this room.
When you think about it, you go around London, you've got all the sewers, you've got all the underground pipeworks, you've got bushes, you've got rubbish everywhere. You
know,
all a rat needs is a food source.
I would extend that to... You're never more than 10 feet away from a rodent rather than a rat, just so that the rats have got a better reputation for it. Because I'll be honest with you, a dormouse can be a right... Phil.
Gonna leave that one.
Joe.
It has been wonderful having you on the show.
Oh, it's been an absolute fucking pleasure.
It's always our favourite getting a listener on, and you've been brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on.
No, honestly, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you very much for having me.
Legend.
Thank you, Phil.
Beep, beep, beep.
Caution. Unrecognised item in the baggage area.
What?
Packing area? They don't say that anymore, do they?
No, I don't understand those packing areas anymore.
Do you like them or do you prefer a standard checkout?
I prefer the human interaction, but you can't get them anymore. Like, they're not in the supermarket near me. No one goes on the checkout.
Don't they?
No, they just man the six fucking...
It's not the same, is it?
It's
and also, I'm the one who's always doing it wrong and the person has to come over with their magic fob and put the... code in.
The weight's always wrong.
Oh, you've just not, yeah.
And the kids are trying to be helpful, but they're taking it off, taking it on, putting it on, and I'm like,
fighting over who gets to scan it.
Oh, can I just hold my quavers now? And I'm like, no, those quavers are for me.
Don't pick those up yet. Oh, sorry, mate, it's us again.
Phil was great. I was a bit surprised about how little rubbish we give away each year. Or am I being thick?
377 kilograms per person on average.
So that's...
That's three U's.
That's three me's. So three me's. I'm just trying to picture three me's. Just stood... No, that's quite a lot, isn't it? Is that a lot? What's that like? 11 U's?
Actually, let me work that one out. Not quite, but it's a lot of me's. Is it going to change, Joe, the things we have learnt in today's show, is it going to change your approach to waste management in the Marler household?
I think I was on my way...
On your journey?
Yeah, I was on my way there, but today sort of reaffirmed it that I'm going to take a little bit more care and wash the tins up and put them in the right bin and wash the plastic up and put it in the right bin. Because I was convinced that they haven't got the ability to recycle unless, do you know what I mean? It's bollocks. But by the sounds of it, Phil says they do. 98%, I think he said, that his council managed to recycle.
It's not quite true. He said 98% at where he works, which is a recycling. 98% of the stuff that at a recycling centre that he works at.
Well,
it's still an impressive number. It's 98%.
I think I've learned it. And this rubbish now that's here in front of my table, I will put in the recycling bin.
I wouldn't, because it's. I don't think you can recycle film.
I will put that in the normal household bin. Just for you.
Thank you, Joe. Before we leave, we would like to encourage people to come and see us live in the flesh. Things people did is at the Clapham Grand on the 7th of May, Joe.
7th of May!
Is it the 7th of May?
Can you not make it?
Fuck.
It's been in the diary for a while. I've got it on my Beatles wall calendar.
I need to get a Beatles wall calendar, but I ain't fucking giving them anything else more.
What? You've never given them anything. You've not even given them the slightest bit of credit for being the greatest band of all time.
It's because they're shit.
The Beatles are not shit.
Who comes up with a song about a yellow submarine?
That's not even the right song to be talking about.
Who comes up with a song with... Hey, Jude.
Well, Paul McCartney, to answer your question. It was about Julian Lennon. It was to cheer him up because his dad was off with Yoko.
Oh. Well, maybe I will get myself a Beatles calendar. I'll see you on the 7th of May, then.
See you on the 7th of May, Joe.
Goodbye.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Sports Social Podcast Network.